time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to those who work in government offices. Tireless men who don't know the meaning of the word indolence, and indeed are baffled by many other long words as well. Life at the ministry is busy and demanding, with so much work to get through, an early start to the day is essential.
Morning, two.
Ah, good morning, one. You're early today. Just in time for elevenses.
You know, I don't think I'll bother with them this morning.
Not bother?
No.
But it's rich, creamy bludgeon, the soothing instant drink that brings soothing instant sleep.
Yes. I don't think I want to sleep this morning, thank you very much.
You sure? It's a long time till lunch.
I've got one too important things to do.
Really? Oh, I know. I expect you're still worried about that War Office job.
War Office? What job was that?
You remember, we had to supply things to two different army units, and there was a slight mistake in our paperwork.
Oh, yes, that's right, I remember. I suppose the women's nursing establishment weren't too pleased with all those hand grenades.
No, and the Royal Marine Commando School didn't much appreciate the baby's nappies.
No, I'm not surprised.
However, April's managed... I've managed to straighten it all out, so there's no need to worry.
Good, good. Then we can get on with something else, Commie. On your way out, you might tell April I'm not to be disturbed for the next hour, would you?
Oh, I see. Mr. Hamilton Jones is in one of his working moods.
Yes, I am, and don't make it sound so unusual, please.
Of course, I'm sorry. There are quite a lot of things to clear up. Our old age pensions plan, for instance. The public don't seem to like that scheme we recommended.
Don't like it, really?
We've had quite a lot of anonymous letters.
Oh, dear me, who from?
I don't know. That's what makes it worse. See, they're all signed disgusted and outraged citizens.
Oh, yes. Well, shove them in the waste paper basket, will you? Yes. You'd have thought they'd been glad we suggested doubling the old age pension.
I think it's the other suggestion they object to, raising the starting age to 96.
Oh, yes. Well, now if we've got that all straight, I mustn't keep you two. I expect you want to be getting back to your office.
Oh, do I? Yes, all right. I'll go and get on with that town and country planning stuff.
Yes.
See you later, one.
Yes. At last, thought I'd never get rid of the fellow. Hello? Get me Mayfair 5101, will you please? Yes. Hope Miss L'Amour's there. Hello, Miss Judy L'Amour. Look, this is rather urgent.
Mildred, I think this problem is best worked out on a regional basis. Save going over the statistics and other data again.
Right you are, Mr. Lamb.
What do you think about Oxford, Plymouth, Bradford, Reading, Hull, Newcastle and Coventry?
Well, I don't fancy Reading. They drew last week. Have the Arsenal instead.
All right, now I'll just put a little cross where it says winning clients who want no publicity. And there we are. Now, pop it in the OHMS envelope and we'll get the messenger to post it.
Right.
Oh, good morning, Lamb.
What? Sir Gregory. Good gracious. Good morning.
Hmm?
How are you?
What are you up to?
Busy as always, Sir Gregory. Just sending off rather an important schedule to some people in Liverpool. I'm afraid Mr. Hamilton Jones isn't here. He's in his own office.
I didn't come to see Hamilton Jones. I came to see you.
Oh?
It's a rather confidential matter, so if your secretary will excuse us.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. I'll go and have a wash.
Good.
A confidential matter. If it's about that note someone put in the canteen suggestion box, I know nothing about it, Sir Gregory.
No. Not about that.
I only put it there because I thought if the Welfare Committee tried the canteen food, they'd bring it up at the next meeting.
Yes, it was nothing to do with that, I told you.
Oh, nothing to do with that. If it's about my sick leave, I admit the signature on the certificate did look like mine, but you see, my doctor...
Yes, it's much more grave than canteens or sick leave. This is a matter of international importance.
Oh, dear.
You realize that as General Assistance Department, a lot of the stuff you handle from War Office... Defence and so on, is top secret.
Oh, the very topmost, yes, sir.
I'm sorry to tell you, there's been a leak.
A leak?
A leak, yes. Copies of certain documents known to have passed through this department have turned up in Transylvania.
But that's incredible.
It's true. We believe someone in this department made the copies and they were smuggled out of the country by some filthy Transylvanian spy.
How do you know they got to Transylvania?
They were seen by one of our gallant secret agents.
Oh, but who on earth would have copied them?
I repeat, someone in this department. I've been helping MI5 sift the records of everyone here. It's obviously the work of someone with considerable intelligence. We've eliminated you from our inquiries.
Oh, thank you very much, Sir Gregory.
I'm afraid such evidence as there is all points to one man.
What? Who?
Hamilton Jones.
Hamilton? You can't mean it, Sir Gregory.
I can and I do. Hamilton Jones, look at his record. Expelled from Eton.
Expelled? I understood he injured himself scoring the winning try against Harrow.
Nonsense. The only tries he attended were on the girl in the village shop. Later, he was sent down from Oxford.
Sent down? But he told me he had a double first.
Probably did. He was drinking doubles all the time. The usual trouble. Drink and women. We didn't know all this before, of course, but when the heat's on, MI5 certainly dig it up.
I can hardly believe it.
Can't you? Now, listen. Have you noticed anything odd about his behavior lately?
His behavior? Now you've come to mention it, he's been acting very strangely only this morning.
Oh?
To start with, he came in early, and then he bent over backwards to get me out of his office. Oh. Couldn't get rid of me quick enough.
Yeah, well, that fits, doesn't it? Wanted to be alone to make phone calls. Probably a woman. There's usually a woman involved somewhere.
It's funny you should say that. I noticed a piece of paper on his desk with a girl's name and a phone number.
Oh, well done. Well, what were they?
Well, the girl's name was something like June or Judy L'Amour. I can't remember the
number.
Never
mind. It's a start.
But don't you see, Sir Gregory, this may all be a coincidence. I still can't believe the dear old H.J.
Now, listen. Has he been spending more money than usual lately?
Oh, dear, I have to admit he has.
Ah.
I noticed it when the box came round for old Bannister's presents. You know he's leaving us after 40
years.
Yes.
Go on.
Well, H.J. gave twice what he usually does on these occasions.
Ah, you sure?
Yes, I saw the sixpence in his hand.
money to burn, you see. Fishy, damn fishy. What about his thinking, do you know?
His what?
Has he developed any leanings to the left?
Well, sometimes coming out of the pub midday...
Never mind that. Now, listen, Lem. We're looking to you to help us on this. We've got to find out what's going on. Build up a case against the man.
And you want me to help?
Of course. You're on the spot. You're in his confidence. Watch him all the time and report back to me.
Oh, what a shabby business it all is. Spying on one's best friend. Prying about any bits of scandal. Digging up all the dirt from his past. Perhaps finding out the innermost secrets of his private life. When do I start?
Just start at once. And tomorrow MI5 will supply you with a microphone and tape recorder.
Oh.
You'll have to install them somehow in his office.
Yes.
We've got to find out what he gets up to when no one else is there.
I see.
Let me see now. 54. Ah, here we are. This is it. I do hope I'm doing the right thing. I don't think anyone saw me leave the office. Oh, good afternoon. My name's Hamilton Jones. I have an appointment with Miss Judy L'Amour.
I am she. Won't you come in?
Oh, you're Miss L'Amour?
Yes, that's right. This way, please. Yes. Perhaps you'd like to leave your coat in the hall
here.
Yes,
thank you, yes.
I should explain that my real name is Hilda Pennyquick. Well, I don't think that would attract many clients, would it?
Yes.
So, I use the other... Professionally, you
professionally,
understand?
Professionally, yes. I see. Yes, I admit I expected a younger, a lady not quite so mature.
Ah, you thought I'd be younger. Well, never mind. I don't think you'll be disappointed. We old-timers know a few tricks the youngsters don't, you know.
Do you? Oh, yes. I see, yes.
Well, are you ready to begin?
Yes, I am. But that is, I think I'd better explain what's behind it all first. It's all to do with my wife, you see.
Ah, yes, the usual story, I'm afraid.
Is it? Yes. Well, now, the point is that she's got herself onto the local charity ball committee, which means she's out an awful lot in the evenings and so on.
Yes, naturally she would be.
Unfortunately, however, there are disadvantages as well. Principal one being that I can't possibly avoid going to that wretched ball next month.
But why should you wish to avoid it? A ball is an affair of grace and pleasure and charm.
For some people, perhaps. For me, it's a case of grievous bodily harm. It happens I can't dance.
Oh, I see.
Normally, of course, that wouldn't matter. I find always there's some remote part of the bar where you can hide out until the last waltz. Although last time I did that, it was rather embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Yes, it turned out we were waltzing to the national anthem. Anyway, Miss L'Amour, if I may call you Miss L'Amour. This time there'll be no question of hiding. As committee member, my wife insists we'll have to make frequent appearances on the dance floor.
Naturally.
Now, that's why I've come to you. I'm told you're one of London's best dance instructors, and I place myself entirely in your hands.
Oh, good. Now, don't worry. We'll soon have you twisting with the best of them.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And then we'll move on to the Madison.
The Madison.
Yes, and the mashed potato.
I beg your pardon?
The mashed potato.
Oh, the mashed potato.
Yes, it's the latest, you know, delightfully hip.
Delightfully. Oh, I see. Yes, thank you. Now, just one other thing I ought to say, Miss L'Amour. I wouldn't want any of my colleagues to hear about these lessons. They might be a certain amount of leg pulling, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, of course, of course. Yes. I quite understand.
I mention it because I hope you'll ring me at my office any time you have a cancellation. I can always pop over a bit of extra tuition, you see.
Oh, yes.
Only make sure you speak to me personally, won't you?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Now, let's get started, shall we? You can put on your pumps while I wind the gramophone. Now, and with me. One, two, three. There we go. As lithe and as supple as a young gazelle.
I beg your pardon?
I said as lithe as a gazelle.
As a gazelle? Oh, how lovely. Thank you.
Dear me.
Yes.
Oh, dear. What a pity you had to fall over the gramophone. Oh, well. Never mind. Every swan was once an ugly duckling.
Is that so? Do you think you could help me, Miss Lamore? I've got my foot wedged under the sideboard.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's right.
Daisy. There we are.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, thank you very much. How kind of you.
Well, perhaps we should leave it at that for today, shouldn't
we? I think perhaps we should, yes.
Well, I'll have to telephone your next appointment. My rotor's rather ragged at the moment.
Is it really? Yes, mine's feeling a bit shaky, too.
I'll ring you at your office tomorrow afternoon, then. And in the meantime, I want you to get on with some homework.
Homework, ma'am?
Yes, that's right. You'll have to learn the old-fashioned dances, too, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the valita, the dances, the military two-step, and so on.
And the so on. Oh, that's a good dance, isn't it? Yes.
And so on to the St. Bernard. They're always a feature of any well-run ball.
Oh, well, I don't know if this ball's going to be well-run. Now, most of the committee members...
Well, now, look, I've drawn some diagrams of these old-fashioned dances showing you all the movements. Now, these arrows here, you
see,
they mark the gentleman's steps.
Oh, the gentleman's steps, yes.
Yes.
I see, yes.
And these are the ladies.
The ladies.
Yes. I've written it in to remind you. Now, I want you to take these away and study them carefully.
Study them carefully. Don't you worry, madam. I'll do that all right.
Pom, 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 pom. Good. Well done, partner. Now, let's try it again, shall we? Pom, 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 pom.
Sorry to burst in, one. I had no idea you'd be in your office so early.
Yes, well, I've got rather a lot of paperwork to get through.
The paperwork? Then why are you standing on tiptoe with your arms round the coat stand?
Why am I... don't come in here pestering me with questions. Perhaps I might ask what that is you're carrying.
Oh, this is a tape rig. It's a...
Tape rig?
Yes, a tape rig. It's a new make of portable radio. It's called the tape rig.
Portable radio?
Yes.
What's that thing attached by a wire? Looks like a microphone to me.
A microphone? Yes, that's what it is. It's a microphone. It's one of the features of this new model. You can speak into the microphone and broadcast to yourself at the same time.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you want to bring your radio in here for?
What is it I want to bring my radio? Well, I thought the reception might be better. This room gets more sunshine, doesn't it?
True. You're acting strangely this morning.
What about all this paperwork? Can I help you at all? Is it the RAF plan for that new aircraft powered by a dirty great rubber band? Or is it that War Office thing
about... No, none to do with that, none to do with that. This stuff doesn't concern you.
But everything in this department concerns me, one. I'm your deputy, aren't I? These papers on your desk, for instance, I'm sure I could...
Do kindly leave those papers alone. I don't wish you to see them.
That's not a very nice way to talk, but I only came in to help.
How could you come in to help? You just said you didn't think I'd be here.
Oh, well, if that's the kind of mood you're in, I'm sorry I did come.
Nobody's keeping you to...
In that case, I'll go. And you can fill in the Times crossword by yourself today.
What a place it is. Go and get a moment to yourself. Now, let's have another go at the valita, shall we? Pom, 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 pom.
Nine down is an anagram of up the creek.
Yes, yes, thank you, thank you. I got it in the train coming up.
Oh, well, there's no telling something.
Now then, forward side together.
for the sight together.
I want to be Bobby's girl, or anyone else's girl. I want to be free.
Oh, Mildred.
Oh, hello, sir. I'm afraid Mr. Lamb's not here at the moment. He's gone to lunch.
Good. I rather hoped he might have. I want to have a little private chat with you, Mildred.
Oh. Well, if it's about that sticky tape missing from the stationery cupboard at Christmas, I admit I did borrow it.
No. It's rather more important than that. It's about Mr. Lamb.
Oh?
Yes. Tell me, have you noticed anything odd about his behaviour?
Do you know, it's funny you should say that. He has been a bit strange since yesterday.
Tell me about it.
Well, for instance, once when he came in the room, I was bending over to get some things from the bottom drawer.
And what happened?
Nothing. That's what was strange. He just didn't seem to notice. And that's how he's been, sort of worried and broody.
Really, yes, he was very worried and broody in my office this morning. Didn't seem to know what he'd come for. Obviously had something on his mind.
What's come over him, do you think?
Well, I saw a film once where a chap was selling secret information to a foreign power. He behaved just like that.
Oh, you don't think Mr. Lamb's a spy? He doesn't look much like James Bond.
It's the only explanation I can think of that fits all the facts. He kept trying to see the papers on my desk, although I told you they weren't his business. Now, they might have been top-secret defense plans.
Oh, were they?
Something I can't divulge, Mildred. Another thing, he was carrying an expensive new radio with all sorts of gadgets. Where'd he get the money for that, you?
Well, you're quite right. He is throwing his money about. This morning he bought his own newspaper instead of borrowing mine.
Of course, all this evidence is purely circumstantial. We don't know he's up to anything. But in our kind of work, we can't afford to take chances.
What are we going to do, then?
Nothing at the moment except wait and watch. And that's where you come in, Mildred. You see a lot of Mr. Lamb. Anything suspicious, I want you to report to me immediately.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. From now on, I'll be a proper spy catcher, like that Colonel Arresty Pinhead.
You're sure H.J. and the others have gone out for the day?
Yes, Sir Gregory, we've got the place to ourselves.
Good. Now, where did you conceal the tape recorder?
Over here, under H.J.'s in tray. I thought he wouldn't be likely to come across it there.
Mm, yeah, well done. Yes, here we are. Watson, set it up for playing back, will you? Now, Lamb, anything to report on Hamilton Jones today?
Well, he was terribly early again. 10 o'clock this morning. It was rather embarrassing. He was here when I came in to fix the tape recorder.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh, I carried it off with my usual easy manner. He didn't suspect anything. Then I slipped back and fixed it at lunchtime.
Now, what about his behavior this morning?
Oh, very tense and touchy. He was standing on tiptoe when I came in.
Oh, tiptoe, eh? Probably tried to see in the Air Ministry window, I should think.
And he got in a terrible state when I went to look at some papers on his desk.
Papers? I wonder if they're still here. Let's see. I expect he took them with him, but... Wait a minute. What's this?
Can I see?
There are two or three of them here. Diagrams of some kind. Can you make out this writing?
Good gracious.
Well, what's it say?
Detailed movements of the Lancers.
No.
Yes. They're one of our crack regiments.
And now their movements are betrayed to the enemy. It's vile. And there's worse. Look at this. Full particulars of the military. Second step. You see, the first lot's gone already.
Oh, dear. I can't make this one out at all. It says, gentlemen's over here, and then there's a lot of arrows and squiggles.
Yeah, there's arrows facing the other way. Mm-hmm. What's this word here? Ladies.
Oh, no. It isn't.
Huh?
It can't be.
Well, what do you think it is?
A complete plan of the new War Office ablutions.
Good Lord. Well, thank heaven we'll stop this filthy traffic in time. Quick, we'd better hear this playback. See what he's got up to today.
The recorder was timed to start about 3.
Mm. What's the matter, man?
You must excuse me. I feel a bit shaky. It's rather a shock when an old friend does a thing like this.
Now, listen. You know the methods these foreigners use. Obviously, they got him ensnared by a beautiful woman. The poor devil's scarcely responsible for his actions.
Yes, that must be it.
Start the machine, Watson. Now, we'll find out what he gets up to when he's on his own in the office.
He does tend to talk to himself, you know, so we should be able to find out as soon as...
It's warming up.
How shall I ring for tea, I wonder? If I leave it till later, it'll help fill the afternoon. On the other hand, I rather fancy a cup of tea now. Oh, dear, always decisions. I know. I'll toss for it. Heads, tea now, tails, tea later. Tails, oh dear. I know, I'll make the best of three. Heads, tea now, tails, tea later. Oh dear, tails again. Better make it the best of five. My goodness, tails again. I'll have to make it the best of 149. Heads, tea now, tails, tea later. I wonder what the time is. Bless my soul, it is later. I'll order tea at once.
Is there any point in hearing more, Sir Gregory? It's obvious he's just behaving normally.
Now, wait a minute. Listen to this.
Ah, this will be Miss Lamore. I think glad she remembered to use my outside light. Yeah. Make sure no one else picks up the call.
Yeah, do you hear that? Do you call that normal? This is the Delilah that's vamping him.
Hello, yes, Miss Lamore. Yes, I guessed it was you. How are you? Are you? Oh, good, yes. No ill effects from our hectic session yesterday afternoon, I hope.
Sir Gregory, it's too intimate. We shouldn't listen.
Splendid, splendid. I can't wait to have another go. Now, tell me. When's our next meeting?
Next meeting? Watson, make a note of this.
Tomorrow at the same time. Excellent, yes. I'll be at your place at 3 o'clock. You're going to show me some new movements? How exciting. Oh, good. Now, all that settled. I beg your pardon, what? The other little matter? What other little matter?
Ah, yes, here comes the catch.
Oh, the homework. Yes, 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 yes. I've been working on it, I promise you. On the instructions you gave me. Yes, that's right, yes. Yes, I know the steps you want me to take. Yes. It's not easy, you know.
You see? They're stepping up their pressure. They want more secrets.
Yes, yes, well, we'll talk all about that tomorrow. Goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Lamore, and thank you for ringing.
Switch off, Watson. I think we've heard enough.
It's horrible. Horrible. He'll get 15 years for this. His life wrecked, his job lost, his career ruined. I suppose you'll be needing someone to take his place as head of the department.
You've got to catch him first, man. There's no proof yet, you know.
Yes, that's the point.
Still, it won't take long to catch. I've had all calls to this office traced. Oh, so we can find out this woman's address. We'll nab him there tomorrow and catch him in the act.
Yes, that seems it. In the act of what?
In the act of handing over these secret documents I'm leaving on his desk.
Mr. Lamb was here in my office last night.
That's right, sir, after everyone had gone. With some other men I couldn't see.
Other men? Foreign agents looking for secret papers, no doubt.
He was here again this morning when I brought the post in.
What?
Sitting at your desk he was, almost as if he was trying it for size.
Poor old Two, what a fool he's been. Still, if he tells the truth about his fellow spies, he may get off with a light sentence.
Oh, do you think he'd go to prison? I could send him a loaf of bread with a file in it.
Very good idea, Mildred. Then he can keep all his papers in order. Mustn't be too hard on the poor devil. My word. Do you know? Oh, it's 2:30. I have to go out now, Mildred. I'll tackle Mr. Lamb in the morning.
Right you are, sir. I'll go back and keep an eye on him.
Ah, there you are, Mildred. Where have you been?
I went to see Mr. Hamilton Jones.
What? But I thought he was out this afternoon.
That's right. He's just gone. How did you know he was going out?
Never mind about that. Go and fetch me a glass of water, will you?
All right. You are in a state, aren't you?
20 to 3. Half an hour and they'll have him. Oh, dear. Was I right to help him? If I get this job, it's an extra 6 and 8 pence a week. But will I be able to live with myself? Oh. No, it's no use. I can't do it. I can't betray an old friend. Where's that woman's address Sir Gregory gave me? I must help him escape.
That's right. Now glide and turn. Imagine you're a willow yielding, yes, to the first kiss of a light summer breeze.
Yes, that's just what I'm doing. I'm a willow. That's it, exactly.
Excellent, excellent. Now, light.
Lightly and easily.
Oh, dear, you've fallen over the gramophone again.
Yes, and I've caught my foot in the sideboard again, oh dear. Oh, look what I've done. I've split my left dancing pump.
Oh, dear.
But luckily I've got a spare pair. I'll just go out to the hall and get them.
All right, I'll be changing the record.
Yes, change the record.
It's time we did some of the really old-fashioned ones, I think. Oh, dear, if only we had some more people, we could do the Lancet.
I shan't be a moment, Miss Lamore.
Very well.
What a good thing I brought them now. Where are they? Where am I? Oh, it's the front door. All right, Miss Lamore, I'll open it. Good afternoon. Can I...
Good gracious, two.
Thank heavens I found you in time.
In time for what? How did you know I was here?
No time to be explained. Quick, I've got to talk to you. It's about this spying business.
Oh, my dear. Spying business? So I was right, was I? How on earth did you get caught up in it?
Well, you don't think I wanted to, do you? It was just something I had to do.
I see. Tragic business. Your craving for money was that desperate, was it?
Money? I'm not getting any money. Well, only a possible 6 and 8 pence a week. I did what I thought was right.
Right? Oh, one of those, eh? Well, what are we going to do about it?
That's why I'm here. There's not a moment to lose. I have here a pair of dark glasses, a false passport, and a ticket to South America.
Have you? I see. Well, I won't stop you two. You go ahead and use them.
Thank you very much. I'll send you a card when I... What do you mean? I brought these for you.
Me? My dear fellow, what on earth do I want to go to South America for? Full of foreigners.
Yes, but isn't it better... Isn't it better than staying here to face the music?
No, it's that South American music I can't face. Lots of noisy drums and things. No, I'm sorry. When you flee the country, too, you have to go alone.
What do you mean, when I flee the country?
You'll have to excuse me. Miss L'Amour's waiting. I expect this will be the last time we'll meet, so I'll say all the best and sorry you let the side down.
One, what on earth are you talking about?
Woo-hoo, come along and waiting
for you. Woo-hoo, Miss L'Amour, I'm coming, coming. Goodbye, too.
Oh, dear, he's so befuddled, he doesn't know what's happening. Well, I came here to save him from himself, and I will. So, this is the painted Jezebel who ruined you. Let the shameless hussy go.
I beg your pardon, young man.
Two, what the devil do you mean by bursting in here like this?
This way, man.
Oh, gracious, it's Sir Gregory. What on earth's going on? Oh, Sir Gregory, good afternoon. And how's Lady...
All right, Hamilton Jones, the game's up. The place is surrounded by police.
Surrounded by police? I'm very colourful. What is it, some kind of parade?
Don't try to bluff. You know why we're here.
Good heavens, are you taking dancing lessons too?
Huh? Oh, how splendid. I think we've got enough to make up the lancers.
Oh, yes.
Now, come along, everyone. Take your partners. That's right. Sir Gregory, you partner Mr. Hamilton.
What are you saying?
Now, all join hands and promenade.
Oh, dear, what a silly misunderstanding
yes,
it all was.
Word,
of course, I told Sir Gregory all along you couldn't possibly be a spy.
Did you? Thank you, thank you. And I never really suspected you, you know, but Mildred would insist.
Oh, Sarah, I never
That'll
did.
Do, Mildred, Mr. Lamb and I are talking.
Never mind. All's well that ends well, anyway.
Did you ever see anyone so embarrassed as Sir Gregory yesterday afternoon when the truth came out, eh? He couldn't apologize enough to Miss L'Amour.
Yes. Oh, it was marvelous.
In the end, you know, he signed up for 24 tango lessons.
Mind you, there's just one tiny point worrying me at the back of all this.
Really? What's that?
Well, Sir Gregory started the spy scare because a document from these offices found its way to Transylvania. Now, if you didn't let the Transylvanians have it, and I didn't let them have it, who did let them have it?
Is it all right if I go to lunch now,
what,
sir?
Yes, I suppose so, Mildred, as long as... just a minute. What's that you're putting in your pocket?
Oh, these are some fancy cakes I got off the trolley at Elevens's.
What on earth are you going to do with those?
Take them down to the park.
Oh, I see, to feed the ducks.
No, to give to my boyfriend. We have a packed lunch together, you see, sitting on the grass. He always appreciates my fancy.
I'm sure he does, yes. Yeah. But who is this boyfriend, Mildred?
Oh, it's smashing. Foreign, you know. Serge, his name is. I met him at the El Inferno Club in Chelsea.
And you give him these cakes?
Tell me, Mildred, what do you wrap these cakes up in when you put them in your pocket?
Yes.
Oh, any old piece of paper that's lying around the office.
Let me see. Ah, these are wrapped in something called Schedule of New Secret Weapons.
Oh, thank goodness for that. That is a relief. I thought you might be using our best notepaper.
Oh, that's what I was worried about. Station department say we mustn't waste it, you know. All right, Mildred, run along.
Thank you, sir.
Now, as I was saying, there's been a security leak somewhere.
Yes, but it'll be one of the other departments, of course. Some of them are terribly lax, you know.
I know. Thank goodness you.
Muddling through as the men from the Ministry were Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch, with June Whitfield, Roy Dotrice, and Norma Ronald. The Men from the Ministry is written and produced by Edward Taylor.